just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Oh, not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
In the last 4 years, we have seen so many of them. And I'm beginning to wonder if it's because there are more of them or because we have become so red-pilled that now we finally see them for what they are. And now we question everything that we didn't question before. Like, we question, are we getting the right stuff about coronavirus? Are we getting the real story? And I think that's super healthy that we do not trust this. And, like, one of Trump's big achievements is that he put a scar across the face of media that will never go away, and that everybody can see that scar for the rest of their lives. And I think it's super important.
Yeah, that was Greg Gutfeld Fox. And guess what? He's right about that. He said one of his achievements was pointing out how much the media lies. And I'm so grateful for that, actually. It's been eye-opening, hasn't it? Feel a little red-pilled. Well, today things might get interesting in Utah. And so we'll be talking about this. I've got Ben McClintock. I've got John the Wheelman.
Yay.
Isn't that a combo? I love it. Hi, hi, you guys.
Hey.
So I just wanted to, again, the rate of getting COVID-19 in the state of Utah is 0.000147-ish, right about that.
That was my GPA in high school.
So right along the same line. I love that. And so I just wanted to say that they had two. They said they had two deaths, and that of course they're not going to disclose those deaths. In fact, they can say HIPAA when they don't want to give you any information or leave this hanging. One of the cases is under the age of 65. Between the ages of 18 and 65, you don't think they could give you a more honest bracket of age? Anyway, all I'm saying is that they're reporting all the numbers, okay? They won't take any numbers that have been recovered off, and I've talked to Southwest Health about it. They refuse to take anything off. They actually say we rely on regulation. Okay, who made that regulation? Because it's nonsense, but whatever. So I think the numbers are very, very misleading. And then I was told that I'm just suspicious in nature for government.
You are, Kate.
Yeah, I'm pointing out something you're all doing over there. But yeah, you're
but
right.
That's
it's
a good thing.
It's just my suspicion. That's all. Okay. Mm. And so I love that discrediting. It's awesome. But anyway, so a Southwest Health Department, is putting up their 5-county reach. And yes, it's all about money. We're not stupid. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that there's rumors of a lockdown. If we go into lockdown, that is non-essential. Services would be completely lockdown. It's wrong. It's unconstitutional. Our government has absolutely no authority really to do this. It's 0.000147 to even get it. And of the two deaths, one was COPD. He had been dying for a couple of years. So I just wanted to put that out there. Ben McClintock, I want to hear what your take on this is.
Since it's one of these things, I thought it was going to be like all the other ones where it was just going to be a hype for a couple of, maybe a week or two, and then it was just going to go away. And then it didn't. I was just like, holy cow, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. And it's the whole thing. We just put up an article earlier today for the document from the National Vital Statistics System, where they said that instructing doctors that they will put on the death certificate that they died of COVID-19 if they assume it is. They don't have to have any facts. They don't have to have any testing.
Oh,
but if they
gosh.
Assume it's it, then that's going to be marked on their death certificate what they died of.
So they did this in swine flu, too. And Cheryl Atkinson actually did the FOIA request and actually proved that the CDC did this in swine flu. Okay, I just want to make sure they're doing it all over again. Okay.
And I've got a leaked document from a local doctor that actually tells I'm trying to be sensitive, old folks homes, retirement communities. They're telling the doctors there to reuse gowns, to reuse masks. And so if this is a real problem, this is a real issue, they're really worried about these things, why is the CDC telling them to reuse these sensitive materials around the more sensitive populations?
It doesn't speak to the plague that they're trying to spread, right?
Exactly.
The misinformation plague that they want everybody to believe is going on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about Governor Herbert's authority.
Oh, my goodness. So yesterday, Thursday, March 26th, under his executive order he released, he suspended election law regarding how candidates can, how long it takes them to collect signatures to be able to get on the ballot. And immediately I got actually a text from a legislator asking me to do some research about this for him and to find out if this was legal and whatnot. And I was like, well, it doesn't look like it's legal because he was saying, well, I've got people saying that we passed legislation giving him authority to do so. So I said, well, if he didn't, then this is obviously an impeachable offense right off the top because he's acting as a legislator. And so I go and look into his executive order, seeing where he's getting this authority from. And it actually, so I find out that it stems from a 2015 bill. So 5 years ago, the legislature passed legislation that he's claiming this authority from. Whereas in Article 6 of the state constitution, all legislative powers only go in the hands of the legislature. And so the legislature under SB 228 in 2015 actually gave Governor Herbert, under pretend legislation, the authority to do so. And the sponsor of this bill are now both in the Senate, but at the time, Don Ipsen was a House member. So it was Ralph Okerlund and Don Ipsen.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Were the co-sponsors of this.
Believe me, I'm not surprised. Michelle Bolter's running against him, and I hope she gets it. This does not shock me at all, because he's from here. Yeah. Yeah.
And this bill says, I'm just going to quote from the relevant part. It says, the governor may suspend the provisions of any order, rule, or regulation of any state agency if the strict compliance with the provisions of that order, rule, or regulation mm-hmm. would substantially prevent, hinder, or delay necessary action in coping with the emergency or disaster. So based on this authority, the governor is saying that, you know, we need to extend the time that you're going to get signatures. Otherwise, we're just not going to be able to cope with this disaster. And so he's using that authority that was given to him 5 years ago by the legislature to act as a legislator himself. He's starting to combine the powers of the executive and the legislature together. You know, it'll be really interesting to see if he starts to, you know, next he's just going to throw in the judicial in there for him.
Oh, wow.
So why would they do that 5 years ago? What was the reasoning in 5 years ago? Were they planning it this far ahead for when this came out, this pseudo sickness that we got?
Exactly. There was no emergency at the time. We're like, man, we've got to make sure the governor has power because we're just dealing with this right now. Whether they were planning that far ahead, it certainly starts to kind of give people that idea, but we don't know. That's only speculation, but it's sure starting to look that way.
Jeez Louise. I know a lot of people out there are just shaking their head because they can't understand. They just can't believe all this is going on for what we're actually incurring. I think everybody with some good sense says if people were dropping around us like flies, we could totally understand. Right?
I don't know anybody sick.
Yeah,
do you? I mean,
no.
I don't know any coronavirus.
No,
others.
I know a lot of people. Nuh-uh. Not one.
No relatives, no nothing.
Yeah, nobody. And so people can understand if there was a solid emergency where people were just dying, like just rapidly dying around us, then people go, they have a little bit more leniency for something like this.
Yeah,
a little
yeah.
more like, okay, well, listen. But in this, this is just being used. And I don't know if people realize that, how used it's been.
Well, that's why we need to understand this right now. So if a real emergency ever does happen, we've got to recognize the founding fathers didn't say, hey, here's a constitution to limit government unless there's a really big emergency.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even if the death rate was 99%, the governor does not have the authority to do this. The government does not have the authority to suspend the constitution because of a super duper emergency.
Right.
And we're letting him do it because of a fake emergency.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insane.
Oh, boy, yeah. So I'm sure that you have the same thoughts and feelings we do. This is it is literally out of control. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are saying, wait until the millions die. Well, we're still waiting 3 weeks later.
Waiting.
I know, they said
I'm
this
waiting.
3 weeks ago.
I'm saving all this money to swoop
know,
in and buy
I'm,
their houses
yes,
at a discounted rate because I am a capitalistic pig.
Okay, stop. I'm waiting. We're still waiting. And, of course, their theories aren't matching up. And we knew they wouldn't be because of the way that this was playing out anyway. So I don't know how much more nonsense we can take. But for some reason, when they said the schools would be down until May 1st, I thought, oh, okay, they're going to have to justify that a little bit more because parents are getting a little twitchy. So they're going to have to justify that a little bit more with a more serious action. So I guess it wouldn't surprise me if they did lock down. It just wouldn't surprise me.
Well, can you believe the report that just came out today that said child abuse is on the rise because of the lockdown?
Yes.
People, you know, people can't help but abuse their kids when they're not home, when they're home from school.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... Well, I'm sure for some, they probably are. Who knows? I don't know. And that would be unfortunate and sad, would it not? But at the same time, I mean, that would be horrifying. But at the same time, and I understand the stress people are under because they're losing paychecks. And now we're starting to go, wait a minute, we're really not getting paychecks from work. We've been laid off.
Yeah, I mean, but we've been promised so much, Kate, $2 trillion.
Well, we've been promised $1,200. And so that $1,200 is going to hit in about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Right,
and it's going to be sent to your bank account because the government has all that info if you have, if you filed 2018. So, So anyway, it's the constant rhetoric nonsense.
And the key scientist in England just came out yesterday or a couple of days ago that actually said, oh, I was wrong by 96%. He said 500,000 people in England were going to die because of this. And now he's readjusted that down to only 20,000. So that's a 96%, you know, error in his math calculation. And all of this shutdown is based on his faulty math. And so, you know, the science is settled, right? We're just going to take away everybody's freedom because of some guys forgot to carry the one.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I'm glad you weighed in on this and I'm glad you weighed in on the nonsense. And I know it's hard to hear on a Friday. And I know that all of us are just doing our best. So to deal with everything going on, but doesn't this mean clean house? Doesn't this tell everybody in volumes that they're willing to go this far and match this kind of hysteria and this kind of hype? Because let me be the realistic reality check to all the fact deniers today in my city or county and my state that you little fact deniers are not actually understanding that it's 0.000147 that you would ever even be a part of what's going on. I mean, and that's just testing positive. Everybody has mild symptoms. They haven't even classified anyone on a respirator or ventilator. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah.
So this is why.
I haven't seen a bigger group of hypochondriacs since this thing hit the media.
Oh my gosh. We've lost our minds. Nobody cared about the 26,000 that died of the flu in January, you know, December and October and November. So, you know, it's a little lopsided thinking, but we, you know, hopefully we'll register with some common sense. Ben McClintock, Defending Utah. Go check out Defending Utah for more on what Ben just went over. Thank you so much.
DefendingUtah.org.
Thank you.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show.
That's a perfect song.
Hi,
that's
John the Wheelman.
How are you doing, Kate?
You're going to make me laugh today.
I have to. I got to tell you something. All this stuff, you know what I've learned?
What's that?
Out of all this. I mean, because every day I pick up some more knowledge. When I was young, I used to cough really loud to hide a fart. Now I fart really loud to hide a cough. Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for that. I'll add that to my storage of wisdom. I really appreciate it.
I coughed the other day just to clear my throat in Costco, and this lady freaked out. How dare you do this? And I'm like, I wish you were like a 23-year-old kid so I could have a really decent fight because I know I can beat you.
Oh, my gosh. I feel sorry for anyone with allergies.
Yeah.
I actually get seasonal allergies, you guys.
I want seasonal allergies. How do I get it? The other day, I shook a friend's hand. I was telling you this. And he was like, aren't you afraid of COVID? And I licked my hand. He goes, what are you doing that for? And I said, because there's no such thing. And people out there that say otherwise, it's called the flu.
Oh, my God.
You know? I'll tell you a joke about COVID-19, but it'll take you 2 weeks to get the punchline.
Oh,
You know what 19 stands for in COVID-19? The 19 pounds you're going to get from all the food you're going to eat because you're locked in your house. You know what my plans are every day, Kate? I get up at 8 o'clock. I go into the living room. After the living room, I go to the kitchen. After that, I go to the bathroom. Then back to the living room. Back to the kitchen. Back to the bathroom. Then finally, I go to bed about 9 o'clock. And my wife says, what are you going to do tomorrow? Yeah. And I repeat the same thing over and over again.
You trade your nighttime jammy sweats for your daytime jammy sweats?
I don't even get out of them. I just stay in them. I walk around in dirty garments. My wife says, everybody will know your religion. They already know it, but it's kind of a tainted brownish gray. Seriously, Kate? COVID-19? Can you make up a better name?
Oh, my gosh.
SARS was kind of cool. Don't let SARS cut you. SARS is going to get you deep. COVID? You know, I mean, you feed a fever, you starve a cold, and you drink a Corona. That's all I want to do. My favorite drink is Corona with a little Lyme disease on the side. Bada boom,
okay.
Bada bing.
A couple of things. Just, all right. Just a couple. Just
you
a couple.
I
just a couple. The $1,200 payments that are going out will go out in 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and go to your bank account that your government has. Now, just think about that for a moment. Anyway, and if you filed for your 2018, what were some of the other things too? There was the New York Times. See, when they're reporting on this, they can actually get some facts right. It's when they're trying to write an actual story about the news that they are so screwed up. But there's actually a New York Times article that lays it out, every question that you might have about that, if you're wondering about that. The other thing is this: if you want a suspension on some of your bills, there's a lot of people offering those suspensions, and in some cases you kind of have to say it's about COVID, and that buzzword opens up avenues. But they won't offer that to you. You have to be the one that offers that code word.
Mine's on COVID. automatic withdrawal, and I asked the card guys. I said, yeah. So you're going to stop taking payments? I said, no, it's on automatic. And I said, I need you to stop. And they go, we can't. It's on automatic.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can. I mean,
just, I forgot to drop that word. COVID.
Yeah, you have to say COVID, but not all the time. In fact, sometimes they'll just do like a repayment plan or something. So there's that, and then also essential services. If there is a lockdown, if there's a lockdown today, that there's some rumors that there are, I'm not quite sure that actually is going to happen. But if there is, going into the weekend, it's Friday night dump night, which means that they always try to get away with something going into a weekend so that nobody can talk about it in the press. But
that's why they call it date
in the radio.
Night, too.
Yeah.
You
try to
get away there, bada.
Nice.
There you go.
So here's the essential. These are the essential services that wouldn't be on the list for lockdown. Yeah, can you imagine lockdown for this? Anyway, the hospital sector, electricity services, water supply, police and the armed forces, firefighting, public or private prison services, provision of food, grocery stores, and air traffic control. Pretty much on the strictest list, everything else is non-essential, and it's all that would be for non-essential. So I'm just letting you guys know that.
I got a question, though. Yeah. So the police aren't going to come out if you call them. So if I go
they will. That's essential.
Will. That's essential.
So
okay.
Essential stays open. These things stay open.
Goes,
everything else, you're not very
there
essential.
There goes my plan for robbing the Maverick. Jeez. It's going to make a withdrawal.
So, yeah, it's pathetic. It's pathetic how many businesses have had to shutter because of this. And I'm just sad.
Answer me this, Kate. Uh-huh. Okay, you can't go in the restaurant and eat.
Right.
All right. So you go through the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. And that guy who's got the COVID, Corona, mm-hmm. whatever you want to mm-hmm. call it.
The one that's touching your credit card.
And sneezing on the food as he's making it in the back. And he's
they don't
going,
care about that.
And he goes, oh, he's driving a Datsun. I hate Datsun trucks. And then hand it to you.
I'm never going to eat out again. Would you stop?
We don't. My wife won't let me.
My gosh.
I mean, seriously, I just have to stay home and eat cold hot dogs.
Yeah.
And toilet paper. I bought too much toilet paper.
Yeah, we all got our stashes, right?
Yeah,
in fact, when I ordered toilet paper online, this is kind of a funny story, but did you know they sent me a fake tracking number? And they even
serious?
And a fake delivery notice with a fake UPS name? This
really?
This was on Amazon.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever get your toilet paper?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
No.
But did they bill you?
Oh, no, they took it off my bill, but they gave that all they honestly went through with that, and if I would not have notified them, they would never have written back to me. Yeah, they gave me a fake tracking number, a fake delivery with a fake UPS guy name.
Yeah, and Bezos, he's
Chad.
Sitting there, and he goes, this is Kate. She's been causing problems. She's not
right,
one of the sheeple.
Right? I know.
She's not one of the
I've
sheeple.
Had the funkiest stuff happen. By the way, I'm friends with a White House historian under three presidents, right? And he was also on the board of George Washington. And I have to give him credit because on Facebook, he went after me pretty hardcore about the fact that his uncle in Spain, who's a thoracic surgeon, said that there were the youth and there were young people, healthy people being stricken by COVID and dying. And I challenged that narrative because I said, no, that's not true, because trust me, that would be the first case in the country. I'm sorry, in the world. And I said, and so he was just like, you don't believe me? You know, here are my credentials. And I know this guy, he's a good guy, guys. He's a nice, one of the kindest people you'll ever meet in your life. Anyway, and so I was challenging it, and he even put up his credentials and said, no, you don't understand. These are my credentials. I was with the George Washington. I'm on the board of George Washington University Medical, you know. Anyway, and I still kept challenging. Well, he was humble enough and sweet enough to send me a big apology on Messenger.
Really?
And the email from his uncle that said, yes, the deaths were between 65 and 80, if he was going to re-clarify that. Because he asked him for some clarification.
Age. You're talking age. Yes. You're not 65 and 80. Teenagers.
No. 65. Okay. So the couple of deaths that he was talking about were between 65 and 80.
Young and whippersnappers.
And so he apologized. He said, I'm deeply sorry because I didn't, you know what? I'm so sorry. You're right. And I should have clarified this before I went after you on Facebook. You think? Anyway, so he's one of the few that actually like apologized, and that was really nice to get that. He worked under, I think, Bush, Clinton, Obama. Anyway, he was the one that did all the historical documents for the White House. So he met with them all the time. But here's another point, too. You know, I'm told by the health agency of the five counties that it's my suspicion of government, you know, the discrediting. You know, I'm just suspicious. No, I'm not. I'm noticing what's going on here, and I don't like it. And you shouldn't like it either. You should be a little outraged that they're including recovered cases that should never be on that list. So if they're going to hide behind a regulation, then I'm going to call that out, and that you guys need to actually say, you know what, you change that regulation, because that's not right to give the appearance of a rising thing that's already hyped to death in our county, mm-hmm. In the five counties, and to give that illusion that it's growing when it's truly not. So I don't like that kind of stuff. I just don't like you know what, if the health department was honest, what they would do is they'd come out and say, a lot of people that don't have symptoms are going to be carriers for this.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing too much about that. Are you?
No.
It seems to be missing a little
but Kate,
in the articles.
I understand why people think that you're suspicious is because you ask a lot of questions. And if somebody comes up and says, you know what, the sky is blue, and you go, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't believe anything I say.
Right.
And especially if they're in authority.
Yes.
If it's got a badge or if it's got a title that has to do with Big Brother, then they look at anybody who questions them as, you're one of those.
And why do I feel that way? Because history. Because they've lied so much. They're professional liars, and that's what I don't like. I don't like the professional liar thing. That and media, professional liars, right?
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. And you know, and I know that sounds harsh because you might say, well, I know somebody at the health department, they're not a liar. You know what? Okay, we'll go with misleading. How about that? Does that make everybody feel better? It's misleading, and it does damage to our county because the information is, we have all these cases. Not really, but look, we have all these cases. And then, of course, Iverson's out there with Washington County declaring an emergency to get the money. And we're not dumb. We know this. I don't understand why they think we're so stupid that we can't figure this out.
I always thought it had have to be an earthquake or a hurricane, and half the houses were gone down before they declared an emergency.
Yeah.
This is somebody's got a sniffle. We're declaring a national emergency, so this person's going to pay for it.
I learned
that the other day, like when they called out the National Guard in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And they said, don't have the governor do it because then the state has to pay for it. And it's all these little hoops and wrangling. But if you cry wolf so many times, it's an idiot and a fool who believes them next time.
Well,
so it's really hard for me to, you know, when five counties says, well, this is what's happening. Then you go, I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, their thing today is six cases. Now they're not going to scream. And two of them shouldn't even be on there. And one of them's from out of state that I know, and they're not going to clarify that. And they'll use HIPAA on a couple of them, but then HIPAA doesn't apply to two people's names because those have been out in the press. So it's picky and choosy on what they want to disclose. But I don't like that either. I think that's very very misleading too. It's kind of like KSL going, the person was between 18 and 65. Could you get any broader? Why don't we just say from birth to 100? I mean, come on, let's just let. I mean, I'm sorry, you could give a decade. You know, the person is this age to this age, because I think that we're being very misled.
So
right
we
now.
We were talking about essential services, and radio is an essential service. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about prostitutes? I mean, some of it.
Are you asking for a friend?
No, I'm asking for a friend. Some of these people, you know, they got to make a living too. They're humans too. And even President Trump was talking about loneliness and suicide. Yeah. That's an essential service.
I'd say essential. I'd go with essential.
And
the
five counties, is there? Yeah. No, I'm sorry. This is a family show.
So people are asking me, what could they do? You know, honestly, I'm not trying to get you to do this. This was the only thought I had, though. If 100 businesses in an area, let's say, pick a county, any county, not just mine, but any county, got together and made a pact that they would open their doors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then they could, and they would, and I don't think they could do much about it. I really, they're not going to do much to like 100 businesses, right?
One they would pick off and they'd make an example of. They really would. But
they'd have to do all 100. That's what I'm saying. Then more would follow. But the challenge then would be to try and convince the Hitler-esque that you could actually sit a booth apart and you'd be okay to sit in a restaurant. See what I mean? So it would be the customer base would be the biggest problem. But I think that, you know, people ask how could you change any of this? And it really would have to be where a significant number of businesses said, I'm sorry, we're not going to let you ruin us over this. This is not okay.
We need somebody like Chick-fil-A.
Remember when they they're corporate, though. But
but remember when they stood up against the gay marriage and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're going to tear you apart. We're going to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Their profits went up by 100%. Now, if Target or Walmart would step up and say...
You know, Target and Walmart just getting all the biz, man. They are loving this, man. There's not a peep out of them.
And so's Amazon.
Yeah,
they're all making trillions.
Not a single peeper. Anyway, I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let me off. I'm tired of going round and round. I've played the game of love and lost. So stop the world and let me off.
Oh, amen, brother. Amen, Waylon.
My dreams are shining.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I have to say, I feel a little bad whenever I pass along a rumor, because I don't like rumors. I mean, the rumor mill can get kind of hot. So I just take what I said with a grain of salt about a lockdown. I know a lot of people are hearing that rumor. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but I even hate saying anything to that effect, because I just hate rumors. I really, really, really am. But anyway, I've already said that. So it is a rumor, though. It's not a for sure thing. I just want to make sure and tell people that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm convinced that the pandemic is real. Mm-hmm. It's a pandemic of mind control and brainwashing.
Thank you. Yeah, sure looks that way, doesn't it? My gosh.
It does. I remember when they first came out and they were not doing testing, they gave this, you know, an estimate, which was based on really almost no data at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it was something like 0.374. Some people don't think about math very well, but 0.374 chance of mortality.
Mm-hmm.
And the influenza was only a 0.14, much smaller.
Hmm.
But when they did testing and they compared the number of cases that they now know exist,
right,
compared to the death rate, they realized, well, maybe it's more like about a 0.2 versus a 0.14 and dropping. So it's now moving closer and closer to being about the same mortality rate as normal flu, normal influenza.
Ah. Hmm. Well, let me just say, still today, reality check for the fact deniers out there, man. The rate of this is so low. The rate of this is so low. There was a great article. I just posted it on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. And it said the death rate in Utah is 0.00003163556. It's so minuscule. It can't even be in the same hemisphere as even resulting in a full percentage, not even close ever. I mean, we're not ever. And we're going to, you know, it could possibly be a shutdown. And so can you believe this is going on, caller? I mean, can you believe
it? Hey, let me tell you what I know is happening.
Sure.
Just my friend called me. My friend went to Del Taco. Mm-hmm. He was standing in line. Uh-huh. And a guy in line turned around and screamed at him, almost getting violent, yelling, "Give me some space." I've heard now that some people are being maced for jogging by without wearing a mask.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So, I need to take up
so
jogging.
So now we're getting violent against each other because we believe in something that may not be real. What is that thing about fear, false evidence appearing real?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, 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 yes. And so really, and I was actually going to say this the other day, but for the first time in the last 8 years, I actually fear the Hitler-esque people in my community more so than I do the government. I'm serious, just because of the kind of nonsense you're talking about, that kind of hysteria.
Well, I was in Walmart, and all I did was sniff, and everybody ran away, and I was just smelling my deli chicken.
How dare you sniff?
Can you picture?
Don't you dare sniff.
Did you cradle it in both hands and take a deep sniff, or was it just a quick, you know, not so romantic?
This is just out of control. It's out of control. Oh,
it
I
is.
Appreciate it.
I love both of you guys.
Thank you.
I love
Thank
you,
Uncle you, sir.
Milky. You guys are
Oh, this is John.
This is John
the Wheelman today.
I'm about 35 years younger. A lot better
He's
looking.
He's going to love that you said that.
You're not Uncle Milty?
No
this
way.
This is John, man.
I named Uncle Milty.
You know what I'll do then?
What?
You can be Milty's proxy. I love you.
Milty
anyway.
Proxy.
He did call her. He did name. He's the one that actually named Uncle Milty. Uncle Milty.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And I'm going to name you something as soon as you hang up. But no, caller, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
If you don't understand a coronavirus joke, just be patient. And tell me something, caller.
What?
If it's not about Corona beer, then why do I see so many cases?
Stop it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That was a bubblegum joke.
But
okay. Thank you. Really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Bringing some sanity for sure.
He's informed.
Yeah.
I like it when callers call up and know that it's BS. And
I know.
It's just, it's frustrating because if they do a lockdown, I'll probably get arrested because I'm not staying home. I'll go walking down the streets or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not hooking. I'm just walking down the street. I'm getting my exercise. And my doctor told me I need to walk 3 to 4 miles a day.
My first thought when I would have seen you is he's hooking. So thank you for clearing that up for me.
I'm just a gigolo everywhere
I go. Super appreciate it. By the way, Joel Skousen in the last hour today.
Thank goodness. Insanity.
Thank goodness. And then there's information. Well, there's all kinds of information out there. I mean, it depends on what you want. But, you know, I was doing some research. I posted this online on the Kate Daly Show page. But hold on, caller, 1 second. But I just wanted to say this. In 1918, we had this flu, right? And there's some information I posted because I go into a newspaper archive and pull out stuff. And in 1940, they said 10 million died. In 1976, they said 20 million died because they were trying to get everybody to do a flu vaccine at the time under Ford. In 2005, they changed it to 50 to 100 million died in the 1918 flu epidemic, Spanish flu. And do you know why they said that? Because they said, and I'm not joking, the reason was because we didn't know how to count back then, but now we do. So I'm just gonna let it lie right there. Spanish flu didn't come. Hold on, caller. Spanish flu did not come because Prager was actually saying this wrong last night. I was listening to him. I just happened to catch it. But Prager said, or the night before, Prager said that it was originated in Spain. No. Spain was not involved in the war. They were the ones calling it out because it actually started in a military base, Fort Riley in Kansas. They were calling it out, and we named it Spanish flu to get back at them. That's why we did it, is because they were using their free press to tell the truth. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. My name is Winston.
Hi.
And I've been in the swimming pool business for 35 years.
Okay.
And we here have in the five counties have never been busier.
Wow.
And we And that's not just my business. That's other companies as well.
Good.
And I'm so tired of the hysteria. One customer said, well, I can't shake your hand. You haven't used hand sanitizer. And I said, my hands are in sanitizer for pools all day, every day.
Oh, my gosh.
I did this a couple of years ago. When we first moved here 4 years ago, and the first Christmas here, I said, I'm going to support any business that says Merry Christmas on their ads instead of Happy Holidays.
I love it.
And so that's why I go to Ace Hardware and Napa Auto.
Yes.
I will be the first person in line to whatever restaurant opens, whatever
I would too.
Gym opens. It's just time for the people to say, no, we're going to run our own life. We have our own brains. And we're tired of the psychobabble that you people are putting out.
Oh, amen. Amen. And I'm glad you're busy, by the way. I'm glad you're busy. It makes me happy.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your call.
Well, he's not that busy. He called in, didn't he? I mean, Jesus,
it.
3 o'clock.
Stop.
He's a banker or something, quitting early.
I am so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that.
I am too.
It makes me happy. But, he's I'll tell you something. Milty and I were talking about this off the air after we got off the show, but it was funny to kind of see Cuomo and Debbie Birx. Oliver Scarves, kind of walk back the rhetoric a little. They were walking it back, which really shocked both of us. Well, maybe we went a little too far, a titch. Really? You think?
Yeah.
Asking for, telling everyone that, you know, you don't have morgue space and, you know, I mean, you think you might have gone overboard a little bit? Because I know the death toll doesn't actually equate to that. So I think what Utahns need to do is calm down. And ask yourself how many people you know with this. And then when your number is zero, because hardly anyone knows anyone at all, then I think the next question is what are my honest chances of ever even being in the same room with this? And then when you finally get through that, go, well, what happens if I do get it? Because if you do get it, it's mild, so.
Yeah.
I
get to watch a lot of TV, just like the rest of the people out there. And I was watching Dr. Phil, and he explained it so clearly. 40% will have it, and they won't feel any symptoms. 40% will get it, and they'll feel like they have a bad cold or flu. 20% will get it, and they might end up in the ER.
Maybe. If they have other stuff.
Yeah, and that's what he said.
He
was talking about the trauma and the therapists that need to step in and say, guys, turn off Fox News, turn off CNN, all those alphabet numbers. But it's kind of amazing that there are people finally starting to stand up.
Yeah.
But like you say, there's strength in numbers. And I suggested to my wife, I said, let's have an ice cream social over at Sandtown Park. You know, just whatever.
Yeah.
Just to let people know we really don't care about it. And those stupid little tape boxes like that are in Home Depot and all those places. Whenever I see them, I do. I put my right foot in and then I put my right foot out and then I put my right foot in and shake it all about.
Oh,
but I yell this stuff and
did
all
you
the
like
other
the
workers. Well, the workers look at you like, whatever. I'm going, come on, do the hokey pokey and turn yourself about, you know. And then when they have you clocking out and stuff and you accidentally mess up on them, hey, you missed that one. I'm sorry, I don't work here. I don't know how to run your machines. But, you know, and then you cough on all the handles. And let me tell you something. It really gets them to stand back when you lick the screen.
When you lick the nose guard.
They wipe it down about every
5 foot nose guard.
Yeah, like at Ace Hardware. I licked that the other day. And the guy was like, what are you doing? I just said, I'm just writing my name in my own spit. I mean, serious. I'll French kiss a coronavirus person. I'll give you my address.
Just to do it?
Yeah. It's so much BS. You said my grade point average, 0.000013. I mean, that's...
I know.
I get struck. It's a blue sky. Blue skies out there. I'd get hit by lightning sooner than get corona.
Believe me. And by the way, Utah Standard News did a tremendous job on this. Really share that article. It came out today, and it's really really good. And it's the death. They exposed the death rate. Ed did, and said, you know, may shut Utah down. And please, let's. We just need to share that kind of information, and then when all of our politicians in Utah said yes to this bill, and I got an email from Chris Stewart's office that said, "I stand firmly in support of the trillions of dollars we're looting from all of you, because 85% of the bill goes to budgets that have already been done. You guys, they already got their money. They haven't been, the 85% of the bill goes to government and the 15%.
You wrap it around fear.
Yeah. The little pittance out to the people and tell them that the whole thing should have never been done because we could just go back to work. So this is getting ridiculous.
How many scams are going to happen with the loan that you keep your employees on, mm-hmm. and then after 8 weeks, mm-hmm. they forgive that loan?
Yeah. Well, there's actually some information. I'll post the article. And actually, it's one of the only things I've seen come out of New York Times that I don't want to use as toilet paper in the last decade. But it was an article that said really what was coming down as far as the stimulus payments. You know, this is actually what's going to happen. And if you are being garnished by the IRS, this is what happens. And they're going to suspend that. And if you and every working person out there, And probably illegal immigrant, who knows, they'll all get a check and it'll get sent to you. So even they were going as far as saying even the self-employed.
I know.
Which is
I was jumping up and down, pumping the fence, like, yeah, I'm going to milk this pony for all I can ride it. Kate, how many kids do you have?
Oh, gosh.
You're going to be rolling in the money. I know you got a bunch of kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all older.
I just adopted 25 of them last night. At least that's what I put on my census. I ran out of names to make up.
Oh, by the way, Trump's going to have Romney be the new ambassador to Wuhan.
Is he really? I would love it.
Just kidding.
I'd go with him, make sure he kissed the raw bat in the wet markets. And oh my gosh.
I love that meme. It was the best. And so we have to laugh about this, you guys, because I know I'll cry because it's so bad out there. And I hate to see all you guys with your businesses and so forth. I really do. I hate to see you suffering out there. But I just wanted to bring some of that to light. On the 1918 flu, just be very aware at the manipulation of the estimation and guesstimation of numbers that the government just does with just about everything. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, so I know you already get it. But it's, I think, because I'm trying to help others to see, this is a good time to be bold in your social media. Don't feel afraid that people are going to send you hate mail. But trust me, you'll get over it. They'll get over it.
I get
so much of it. I think it's funny, actually. But please don't feel afraid. Just go ahead and start posting the truth and don't care who's, you know. Yeah.
It is.
I
what
loved
it is.
Your joke before we went on air. John goes, man, I've never been more active in church now that it's at home.
Yeah, my son said that to me the other day.
I'm
just as active as you are, Dad. What do you mean? Well, they don't have church anymore, so I'm there with you in spirit.
You're so funny. Oh, John. Yes. Okay, we'll be right back. And then Joel Skousen joins me in the last hour. And you can call up in the next hour, by the way. It's just a national show, so I'm not going to talk about Utah as much. And please, if you'll kind of go along with that, too, as far as the national show, they like to hear more about national things than state things. They probably won't know what the heck you're talking about. So anyway, I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.